want to welcome all the members of the Farm Bureau that are here today. I want to also thank Senator Cornyn and Senator Ward for being here, as well as our two young farmers, Tyler Shaw and Jason Naylor. Excuse me, I have a cold here. Sometimes in government, we are put in a position to react to problems throughout the state. Too many times, those responses are too late and cost more than we can bear. As a result, what we discover is simply throwing money at a problem is not always the right answer. In fact, sometimes the best move is to get the government out of the way. But in other cases, it is a core duty of government to partner with the private sector in an effort to harness our citizens' entrepreneurial spirit and fuel their passion. And nowhere in the Commonwealth is that spirit and passion more prevalent than in our family farms. This is why I'm excited to share this morning that I'm introducing Senate Bill 478 that establishes what we are calling beginning farmer tax credits. This bill will work in concert with the industry to attempt to preempt the difficulties of existing farm operations while at the same time opening the door to young, inspired new farmers to want to make their way in Pennsylvania's agricultural industry. At its core is a program that will provide financial assistance to the landowner who, like all of us, wants to see their land continue to be farmed into the foreseeable future. This bill encourages landowners to sell or lease their land to new farmers by creating a well-deserved tax credit. But just as importantly, it gives business-minded young farmers the chance to realize their dreams, working hard to build their business in Pennsylvania. If we want to see agriculture continue to be a pillar of our economic infrastructure, we must give up-and-coming young farm men and women the tools to sustain it.